It was amazing. 65 total coming in from Southeast Alaska, and then 17 more of our own.
A Haines school tournament brought in dozens of students and even more local volunteers. And celebrating Alaska Day in the Northern Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The state is making it easier and easier for locals to get their passports, with two newly named passport application acceptance agencies in Haines and Skagway. Last summer, Senator Mark Begich's office worked to bring passport fairs to both communities, which not only facilitated in getting passports for several hundred people within 2 days, but trained Haines Borough employees and Skagway Library employees to accept applications in the future. The Haines Borough office announced late last week that they are prepared to begin accepting passport applications on behalf of the U.S. Department of State. The service is available by appointment only, Monday through Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Borough Administration Building. For an appointment, call 766-2231. The Skagway Library is accepting passport applications for citizens in Skagway, also by appointment only. For passport application forms and instructions, visit travel.state.gov. Haines hosted the biggest drama debate and forensics tournament in their history last weekend, bringing dozens of students and even more local judges to the Haines School Saturday.
It was amazing. 65 total coming in from Southeast Alaska, and then 17 more of our own.
DDF coach Karen Meisner said because this is the very beginning of the year, the teams were at their fullest.
Usually when we've hosted one, it's been really hard to get people to come up from as far south as Wrangell and Ketchikan. And I think this was the first time in many years that Ketchikan had come. And usually, because this is the first tournament, Sitka brought as many of their team members as they were able to. And so that makes it much bigger.
The first tournament of the year still runs through all of the acting, speech-making, and debate events, but is really more about getting comfortable with public speaking than ranking, says Meisner.
The only thing that really changed as far as it being the first meet went was all of the pieces that the people were doing were a little raw, and so the judges weren't seeing really polished works from very many of the kids. So it was kind of different watching the performances that were just starting to gel and just starting to get to be something really super competitive.
But it wasn't the added competition or the inexperience that gave Haines the biggest challenges. It was actually the Alaska Marine Highway.
I think what really changed the whole tenor of the tournament was that the ferry schedule was so sparse for the month of October that we wound up with a tournament that normally would have gone from, fairly early Friday afternoon all the way through Saturday. The one that started, it was supposed to start at 7 on Friday night. It didn't actually start till 8 on Friday night because the ferry was late. And then we only had the day on Saturday, basically, to do the real tournament. And since this was the first tournament, the beginning part of it was, it's always designated for workshops, either drama or debate. And we decided to host workshops for drama and bring in two amazing professionals.
Actors Terry Wiegent from The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe and David Krellen from the Southeast Alaska State Fair Performers Circus Contraption led workshops for the tournament competitors on Friday with positive feedback.
I think it went spectacularly. I heard great things right on the spot from the kids. And then, by the time they left, they were so dazed they couldn't remember what had happened. And I just got emails back from several of the Southeast coaches just saying it was the best tournament their kids had been to in a long, long time. It's really nice to hear.
Meisner says the Haines team is unique this year, with fewer returning DDFers and a handful of brand new performers. Despite their inexperience, results were positive for Haines.
We had two debate teams. One was junior Chris Bowman with freshman Royal Henderson, and the other was sophomore Emily Bowman with freshman Brennan Whittermore. And each of those teams had two wins and two losses, and they were very respectable losses. They were against two Sitka teams and one really amazing Ketchikan team. So I think they held their own very, very well. And And then we had a mime with Alicia Young and Maggie Daly. Alicia's a freshman and Maggie's a sophomore, that came in first on their first round. But because there's a volleyball tournament going on this weekend and Alicia plays volleyball, we lost her for the second round. So Anne Martine Goldberg and Tia Haywood, both freshmen, came in second in both their rounds of mime. So that was really wonderful to see. It's a really fun mime that's gotten even more fun after the work of Terry Wiegand and David Crennel.
Besides the kids, a crowd of community members turned out to volunteer at the meet. Unlike most tournaments in the country, Alaska's DDF judges are usually casually trained local volunteers.
We had 53 volunteers filling 92 judge slots, so almost every volunteer wound up judging two events. So they were phenomenal. It's always so wonderful to see the Haynes volunteers come in because they're so excited and so enthusiastic and always have really neat, really helpful comments to make to everybody.
Meisner says this year's team is shaping up to be strong with drama performances with some exciting up-and-coming debaters. Skagway's DDF team did not attend last weekend's meet. The program is on hiatus until the school board meets to discuss student interest and staffing for the program. More information on the Skagway DDF program will be part of a later broadcast leading up to next Tuesday's Skagway School Board meeting. The next drama debate and forensics meet for Southeast Alaska is at Sitka in November. Sign-ups for the next gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau are open, with letters of interest due by the end of November. Next year's invitational tournament will be the 64th annual and is scheduled for March 21st through 27th at the Juneau Douglas High School Gym. The Juneau Lions Club is coordinating the event, which will have B, C, and Masters divisions. The age requirements for players in the C and Masters divisions are different this year, according to Lions Club directors. Starting age for the C division has changed from 32 years to 35 years, and starting age for the Masters division changed from 42 years to 45 years. Players must be of age on the starting day of the tournament, and there'll be no grandfather clause for people who previously played in these divisions. To be part of the 2010 tournament, teams must submit letters of interest that state the community they represent and division they hope to play in. Letters must be received via mail or email by the Juneau Lions Club no later than November 30th. On Sunday, Alaskans celebrated the last frontier's official transfer from Russia to the United States. Kathy Friedel at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haynes was one of them.
Alaska Day, October 18th, is the anniversary of the formal transfer of the territory and the raising of the U.S. flag at Sitka on October 18th, 1867.
Although Alaska Day activities in other parts of the state offer such excitement as early school release, a parade, a flag-raising reenactment, and paid holidays, the Upper Lynn Canal celebrated by sharing Alaska's story among residents.
Welcome, everyone. It's good to see you all again. Of course, we are doing a presentation on Alaska Day. And, of course, Alaska Day was when Russia sold Alaska to America.
The Sheldon Museum brought in field trips from the middle school and high school on Monday and Tuesday and reviewed some of the sturdy symbols of our state.
So you're going to learn a little bit about that in this presentation. I'm going to go through it and I'll read it out loud a little bit. And then there's a test. So you've got a little bit of a quiz. And if you get all the answers right, you get a little prize.
There won't be a test, but pay attention. Alaska Day is only once a year.
The name Alaska was originally used by the Russians to refer only to the peninsula. However, when the United States purchased Alaska in 1867, the name Alaska was first used for the entire territory and then later to name the state. The name Alaska is taken from the Aleut word Alaska that refers to an object to which the sea is directed, in this case the Alaska Peninsula and mainland. This is sometimes loosely translated as Great Land.
The museum puts forward exhibits about Alaska's history year-round and is open to locals and tourists alike from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday through the winter.
State motto, our motto, North to the Future, remember that, it's on the quiz, was chosen in 1967 during the Alaska Centennial and was created by Juneau newsman Richard Peter. The motto is meant to represent Alaska as a land of promise.
Also at the museum are imaginative exhibits on the people who long preceded Alaska Day, the U.S. or Russia.
Exactly how many people lived in Alaska before Russian arrival is not known. The general consensus is that the native population witnessed a significant and tragic decline in the wake of disease, conflict, and other effects of first contact with Russian explorers. And of course, if you ask the Tlingit people that live here today, they'll say they've been here forever. And they did do an archaeology dig, a few years back, and they predated the Tlingits in this area for at least 2,000 years. So they have been here a very, very long time.
Alaska Day also gave students an excuse to recite more than the well-known Alaska state flower and bird, and give some attention to the state fossil, land mammal, gem, marine mammal, sport, and even the state insect.
Insect. The four-spot skimmer dragonfly became the state insect per legislation HB 239 introduced by Senator Georgiana Lincoln on behalf of elementary students in her district and passed by the 19th legislature in 1995. Marine mammal, the bowhead whale, became the state's marine mammal per 13th legislature.
This is Tara Bicknell reporting for KHNS. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts are under the Listen tab.